This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Public education is the top issue as state lawmakers begin their 60-day session tomorrow, and there's oil and gas money to spend. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports.
Every school district in the state stands to benefit this session. Teachers will likely see raises. Pre-K and K-3 plus programs will likely expand. But a landmark court ruling on education that came down last year identifies certain students who've long been underserved by the state's public schools. In a committee meeting Monday morning, Representative Patricia Roybal Caballero urged her colleagues to keep the needs of English language learners, Native Americans, and other at-risk students at the forefront throughout the budgeting process.
We're now taking a multicultural, multilingual framework and approach and trying to change the history and the way in which we've been delivering education in this state.
The judge in the Yazzie Martinez case identified many areas ripe for reform. Among them, how to make sure teachers use culturally responsive practices and how much the state should tweak its school funding formula to better provide for at-risk students. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.